Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
The people are taking out the loans to improve their properties, not lose their properties. So that's why the repayment rate is so high.
Before we get into today's episode, I want to mention today's best ever partner and give you a free gift. And that partner is Fund That Flip. And they're going to be giving you a free deal analysis spreadsheet. You know who Fund That Flip is, don't you? Because you're a loyal Best Ever listener. They've been a sponsor on the show. Matt Rodak, the founder of Fund That Flip, has been on the podcast multiple times, giving us his insight on the online lending process. Fund That Flip provides fast, reliable funding for your house flip projects. They're an online platform, makes the application process entirely easy, and they've got a whole bunch of experts on their team who can help you get funding in 24 hours and close within as few as 7 days. And all of you Best Ever listeners, you're getting a free spreadsheet to help you analyze your projects. Go to fundthatflip.com/best ever. That's fundthatflip.com/best ever. And you'll get a free deal analysis tool. It'll help you provide a scope of work for your projects, create the scope of work, analyze the profitability of the project, or if it's not profitable, you need to know that too, and make a determination on the max purchase price. Super important. You can print out all the detailed reports, and that will help you get your deals funded faster. Go to fundthatflip.com/best ever. Get that free analysis tool, fundthatflip.com/best ever. Best Ever listeners, welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless. This is the world's longest running daily real estate investing podcast. We only talk about the best advice ever. We don't get to any fluffy stuff. With us today, Jordan Goodman. How you doing, Jordan?
Great to be with you again, Joe.
My pleasure, and glad to have you on the show, my friend. A little bit about Jordan. If you don't remember, well, then he was the best ever guest, episode 499. He talked about a mortgage payment approach to pay it off faster than what's typical. Go listen to that. That has his best advice ever. Today, because it is Saturday, we've got a Situation Saturday special segment. We're going to be talking about a specific situation on how to verify mortgage and escrow payments, which are often incorrect, and get huge refunds for overpaying on adjustable rate mortgages and escrow accounts. Might not sound sexy, but I guarantee you it affects each and every one of us, or it could if we have a mortgage.
That's for sure. A little bit about Jordan. He's been covering real estate topics for over 35 years as a personal financial journalist. He is the author of Everyone's Money book on real estate, as well as Fast Profits and Hard Times. He's been on the show, episode 499, and you can check out his website, moneyanswers.com. He's also got a national radio show called Money Answers Radio. With that being said, Jordan, you want to give the best ever listeners just a refresher on your background and what you're focused on now?
Sure. MoneyAnswers.com is my website. I was at Money Magazine for 18 years. You mentioned some of my books. I've done 14 books on different financial topics. I'm on radio shows, podcasts, TV shows, give speeches all over the place. That's my mission, is to help people improve their financial decisions. A lot of people are not getting enough financial education, Joe, and I try to help and give specific resources. When we talk about these things, I'm going to give specific 800 numbers, websites that they can take action, for example, to get their escrows done correctly and verify their mortgage payments. So I'm all about helping people in every aspect. There's a lot of things that could be done better, and I try to help them if I can.
All right. Well, I love specific resources, that's for sure, and I know the best ever listeners do as well. So let's talk about, since today is Situation Saturday, let's talk about a situation where we want to verify our mortgage and escrow payment to make sure they're correct. First off, is this really a problem? And if so, how do we approach it?
Huge problem, yeah. Let's do the mortgage part first. So particularly when people have adjustable rate mortgages that are going up and down based on maybe the LIBOR or the prime rate or the average national mortgage rate, there's some index that it's tied to, and there may be a spread over that index. In many, many, many cases, these adjustments are done incorrectly. And particularly when a mortgage is sold from one place to another with a different servicer, which happens, as you know, Joe, all the time. These
yep.
mortgages are traded around like hot potatoes, you know? And in many, many cases, they make errors on these things. Now, you, the average mortgage payer, have no clue. They tell you what to do and you pay it. But there's a way of doing it. In fact, there's a free website called verifymymortgage.com. And they've got a phone number as well, 800-888-6781. And what they do is they get your original mortgage document from you. They get the history of payments. They have all of where these indexes have gone up and down and what the spread should be and all that. And in at least 50% of the cases, they find there are errors in them. And what they do is they prepare a detailed letter to the bank saying, here's what the contract said. Here's what it should have been. Here's what it actually was. I am owed a refund of $14,000, whatever the number comes out to be, depending on how long you've been in the mortgage and how many mistakes have been made. And the banks then go scrambling, and they've got this locked down. So usually, like 100% of the time, they're right. So you end up getting a big refund on this thing. And in many, many cases, the bank can't argue back because they've got this thing wrong. So that's what's called mortgage verification.
A couple questions on that. It's fascinating stuff, and I want to ask a couple follow-up questions. One, do you personally have any financial interest in the success of the company that you just referred us to?
No, I don't. I think they're great. There's a guy who runs it named David Ginsberg. He's in Maryland, and this has been his passion for many years. And I know a lot of people in the real estate business, as do you, and I like to support what he's doing because he's helping a lot of people who've overpaid. So I'm not making money from it, but I'm trying to help him with his business because he helps a lot of folks who don't even know there's a problem in this case.
I love it. Okay, cool. Because that might be something that others were wondering as well. So I'm glad we got that. The second question is, does the bank have to pay interest on the money that was overcharged, similar to what someone would have to pay if they pay their taxes?
It's a nice idea. I don't think it's going to work.
They should have to pay interest.
I like the way you think, Joe. But just getting the overpayment and the interest that you've paid them for many years, I think you should feel lucky to get that. So,
yeah.
In theory, I suppose, you know, they should pay interest on it. That would just get too complicated to figure out how much you paid when, what interest rate it would be. So I've never heard of actually getting interest on your overpayment.
Because
nice idea, but I think it's a little overreach.
Well, because in theory, if the bank did this on a mass scale and banks make money on money they borrow,
right.
They
Correct.
Can overcharge, then hopefully not get caught. But if they do, oh well, because then they'll just return it. But they made interest on what was overcharged to begin with. So
correct.
Either way, they're coming out ahead.
The banks always get the float. That is correct.
Yeah.
So David has done these for like 30 years, and he's refunded thousands and thousands of dollars to people. But the vast majority of adjustable rate mortgages are wrong. They never get verified, so the banks just get away with it. People don't even know they're losing money. Mm-hmm. So there it is, verifymymortgage.com. He'll take you through the whole thing. That's the first one.
That's great stuff. And how do they make money?
They do charge a fee to consumers. I think it's like $200 or $300. It's not much. Depends on the complexity of the situation. But I'm willing to pay $300 to save thousands and thousands. Okay. You know, if your mortgage in fact was right, then you know it's right. I mean, you still have to pay because they have to do the service. Mm-hmm. But again, 50% or so of the cases, it's wrong. So your chances are pretty good that it's going to be wrong. But if it's right, now you know you've been paying the right amount. So that's got a certain value to it as well.
This is a question for David, not you. And I don't know, David, right? That's the guy who's
David Ginsburg.
Okay,
the guy
cool.
Who's right.
Uh-huh. I wonder why he doesn't charge a percentage of what they recover, because I suspect more people would opt in. And if it does bring a lot of cash back, then I also suspect that Verify My Mortgage would make more money.
That's his business model. I don't run his business.
I know.
He just charges for doing his thing. And the end result is he sends a letter to you in the bank, and then it's between you and the bank. Now, he may back you up, but he gives you the letter to send to the bank because the bank isn't going to listen to him.
Yeah.
They're going to listen to you, and you say, I've had this audited, and here's how much you overcharged me. So what can I tell you? That's his business model. He does the same thing on escrows. So with an escrow is where the bank is holding aside money for property taxes and insurance, okay? And both of these things are changing. Insurance goes up, and the big one's property taxes. And in many, many, many cases, the bank is over withholding for escrow. And again, it could be thousands of dollars. And the money's sitting there in escrow earning money for the bank, and it's too much. They're overestimating how much insurance is going to go up or how much property taxes are going to go up, and you're just having all this money which you're paying every month into this thing, sitting there doing nothing. And again, David Ginsburg does the same thing. The website for that is verifymyescrow.com. And the same phone number, 800-888-6781. And he does the same thing. For like $300, he goes back and sees what your actual property taxes were, what your actual insurance was, and then says, no, they're withholding too much in the escrow. And he gives you a letter to prove it.
Were the exercises, especially if we have a mortgage that has been traded multiple times from one institution to another, which I have a couple homes.
All the time. That happens all the time. Yeah. Well, you can imagine what often happens, not lately because the real estate market's been doing well, but when real estate market turns down, property taxes keep going up, even though the value is down. So for example, say property taxes were going up in 2007, 2008, 2009, 2010, even though the property value may have been falling, you shouldn't be paying higher property taxes if it's based on the value of your house, right? So property taxes in many, many cases. Then what people do is protest it. It's a whole process to do that. But the end result is both insurance and property taxes are often wrong, and they're over-escrowing for them, and you don't have to have that money sitting there earning nothing.
That's great stuff. All right, let's switch gears. Before we do switch gears, is there anything else as it relates to verifying mortgage and escrow payments that you want to discuss?
We explained that David Ginsburg also does student loans, which is a new area, verifymystudentloan.com. Mm-hmm. And that's not your space, but same thing. Student loans is the biggest problem for people. We have $1.3 trillion in student loan debt outstanding, and a lot of those are variable as well. They're based on LIBOR, the prime rate, and so a lot of those are wrong. So that's the third business he's gotten into now, is verifying student loans. Here's a guy who makes money off of other banks' mistakes. I love it.
And it's primarily adjustable rate mortgages?
Yeah. I mean, if it's fixed, it's not moving anyway, so there's nothing to go wrong.
The math might be off or something. I don't know.
It's pretty much adjustable rate mortgages because those are the ones that go up and down.
Okay. Makes sense. But as with escrow, that would be basically any mortgage.
Correct. Any mortgage has escrow. If you can avoid escrow, that's a good thing. I think it's terrible. And typically, if you have, depends on the bank, maybe 20% down, maybe more, you can avoid escrow. Because I'd much rather have that money in my bank account during the year than in the bank's bank account in escrow earning nothing for me. Some banks will let you do that. Depends on what happens at the closing. But if you can avoid escrow altogether and pay the insurance and property tax yourself, then all to the good.
All right. So let's move on to a second subject because we do have a little bit of time to discuss it. And when you sent an outline of some topics that you thought would be of interest to the Best Ever listeners prior to us having this interview, mm-hmm. One of the things you mentioned was how to invest in real estate passively to earn safe yields of 6 to 12% in commercial bridge loans and mezzanine loans and mortgage funds. And that piqued my curiosity. Right. So what are you talking about there?
There's a lot of people who have a lot of money sitting around in the bank earning zero. CDs, money market funds, savings accounts are pretty much at zero. And as far as I can see, they're going to stay that way for a long, long time. The Fed may raise rates, but the banks are charging more but not paying more. So this is for cash you have sitting around earning nothing. So there's a whole world out there of commercial mortgage bridge loans where you can get 6% for 1 year. If you're willing to go longer, a mezzanine loan is typically like 18 months to 2 years. Typically, it's like 7 to 8%. Sometimes if you go 2 years, you can get 8%. And if you're willing to go even longer, like 5 years, you can get 12%. That's literally the way it works. So what these are doing is they're taking first position mortgages on a specific piece of real estate. You then get monthly interest. After 1 year, in the 6% case, you get your principal back. And then you can do another one. You can roll it over. Now you get the monthly checks electronically. And then at the end of the year, so say you did $50,000 or something, and then you'd get $3,000 interest for the year. You get $250 a month. At the end of the 1 year, you get your $50,000 back, and you could reinvest $53,000 if you want, whatever it may be. And there's an objective website about that too, commercialmortgagebridgeloans.com. And these have been around for a long time, Joe, but what's new is they're available in smaller sizes than usual. I mean, there are institutional bridge loans for like $100 million on some skyscraper. But this is typically as low as $50,000, maybe as low as $25,000, but mostly people do $50,000. And there's also no commissions involved either, because the way the loan originators do this is they're charging the borrower a spread over the 6%, maybe 10, 11%, something like that, maybe some points as well. So they make their money off the spread. So that means that if you invest $50,000, all $50,000 of what you invest gets the 6%. There's no commissions taken off that whatsoever. So in a 0% environment, to get 6 to 8 in a pretty safe environment is a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Have you invested your own money through this?
Yes. It's money that you don't need to be liquid. You need to at least be able to tie it up for a year. And by the way, you can do it inside IRAs, either regular IRAs or Roth IRAs as well. So yeah, it's been a really good thing. It's the conservative part of your portfolio. What's happening lately is that interest rates have been rising pretty sharply. I mean, the 10-year treasury, which not that long ago was about 1.5%, is now about 2.5%. And I think with everything that Trump is going to do, it's going to go higher, 3, 4%. I'm not sure how high it's going to go. But interest rates are going to keep rising here as the economy gets stronger, which means if you have money in bonds, treasuries, corporates, any kind of bonds, or what I like to call bond surrogates, things like real estate investment trusts, utilities, master limited partnerships, things that are kind of like bonds, they're all getting hurt because you're losing a lot more in principal than you're gaining in interest, dramatically more so. For an income investor, that's a problem. I don't want to be locking in to a 10-year bond at 2.5% and losing 20% of my principal as rates keep rising. With a commercial mortgage bridge loan, you're getting 6% and you get your money back in a year. If interest rates rise, it doesn't affect your principal, and you could reinvest at 7%, something like that. So that's what I like about it for income investors, is that your principal is not at risk, whereas it is with bonds and utilities and things like that.
How'd you come across this group?
I was at a convention, and I met these folks and checked it out very carefully. There are several loan origination companies that do this. It's not just one, that have done billions of dollars in these things. And so what they do is they get borrowers, they take a first position. Now, I also mentioned mortgage funds can be as much as 12%. That's a five-year deal. And what they do is the mortgage fund, in effect, takes a second position behind you in first position. So people often say, is this safe? Well, if in the unlikely chance that somebody in the first position defaults or doesn't make their payments on time, the people in second position in that mortgage fund will foreclose, make sure you in first position get all your principal and interest, and then they'll make a killing. Because the maximum that they're lending, the first and second combined, is 65% of the value of the property. So-called loan-to-value is maximum 65%. So just to give you a simple example, say there was a building worth $100,000. The most they would lend would be $65,000. Maybe the first would be $50,000. The second would be $15,000. Say the guy defaults for whatever reason, which is rare, but if that were to happen, then they would foreclose on the building, sell it for $100,000, a conservative market value, pay back the first, the $50,000 plus the interest, $3,000. Now in second position, they've invested $15,000, And after paying the interest and the principal, they make 32. So they double their money in a case of a foreclosure. It's rare, but that's your protection in first position to have that kind of second behind you.
Yeah, and the big assumption there is that the property that was purchased for $100,000 and was defaulted is still worth $100,000 and it's not been taken to the stud
right.
or anything else. And then
so what,
they sell it for $100,000.
What they do is they do two conservative appraisals, one by a commercial broker who knows the local market wherever the property is located, and one by a certified appraiser. And then they lend against the lower of the two appraisals. And we're only talking about a year. These bridge loans are for 1 year typically. So you've got a 35% equity cushion, and chances of it dropping 35% in a year are pretty minimal, actually. And they've been doing this a long time. The people are taking out the loans to improve their properties, not lose their properties. So that's why the repayment rate is so high. I'll give you an example, Joe, if it would be helpful. Here's a guy who had a big house in a university town. I think it was Boulder. And he was renting it out to two students. So he was getting rental income from it. He went to a bank, couldn't get a loan. He went to these loan originators, got a loan, and converted a two-unit place into a four-unit place. Completely redid the house. And now a year later, he's got four bathrooms, four kitchens, four doors, double the income from the same house. So it paid off for him big time. The guy is not going to default, knowing a year from now he's going to have double the income for life. So that's the kind of thing it's used for, to improve the property's cash flow. And because of the whole Dodd-Frank situation, it's very, very difficult to get loans. Not only difficult, but time-consuming to get loans from traditional banks these days. So think of this as like a kind of alternative to traditional banking. And everything that's happened with Dodd-Frank has accelerated the need for bridge loans because it's so difficult for the banks to get lending money out there.
Jordan, is there anything else that we haven't talked about as it relates to these two topics that you want to mention?
I mentioned in between the mezzanine loans, I just mentioned that briefly. That's in second position, and that's typically involved like a tear down, and they'll completely redo the property. The other ones are typically renovations of a specific property. But all three of them are secured by that maximum 65% LTV. They can find out more. There's a little video and all that explaining this at commercialmortgagebridgeloans.com.
Jordan, where can the best ever listeners get in contact with you and learn more?
My website is moneyanswers.com. Last time I was on with you, I got lots of emails from your folks. I'm glad to help them. Loads of resources, websites, links of all kinds at moneyanswers.com. And I really do love to help people. And these are just two examples of ways that you don't have to be sitting in the bank earning zero when you could be earning 6% in a bridge loan. And you don't have to be paying too much on either your escrow or you're having your mortgage with the wrong payment. These are probably things people didn't even know they had a problem. I've already given you a solution.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. I didn't even think that there would be a problem with the mortgage payment or the escrow amount or student loans too. While that's not real estate related, holy cow, I bet that affects 80% of the best ever listeners right now.
Oh, absolutely. The average person graduates with $37,000 in student loan debt. We've got $1.3 trillion, and it's by far the fastest growing debt out there. So yes, a lot of people have too much student loan debt and they're paying too much for it.
Well, Jordan, thank you for being on the show. Thank you for talking through those items and giving some specific resources that you don't have a financial interest in. So we do know that it is purely a third-party recommendation, which is
correct.
Very valuable. So thanks so much for being on the show. Hope you have a best ever day, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks so much, Joe. Appreciate it.
Remember to get your free deal analysis tool for your flips at fundthatflip.com/best ever. That's fundthatflip.com/best ever. It will detail your scope of work, help you analyze if the project's profitable, and make a determination on the max purchase price. fundthatflip.com/best ever. Best ever listeners, it is here. Well, it's almost here. February 24th and 25th. The conference, the best ever conference. Have you signed up yet? Oh, if you haven't, you better sign up right now. It's going to sell out. besteverconference.com. I'm going to be there. A bunch of the guests who you've heard interviewed on the show are going to be there. Just go to besteverconference.com and look at all the speakers that you're going to hear from that will help you move your business forward in 2017. I want to meet you in person. The best ever guests who are speaking at this event want to meet you in person. And people who haven't been interviewed on this podcast who are speaking at the conference, they want to meet you in person. Go to besteverconference.com.